Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today I've got quite an interesting conversation to have about, well, planned maintenance. So over the last, gosh, maybe more than a year, we've not done any planned maintenance in Azure that's required a reboot. Some technology that we put in place called VM preserving updates. And what this ends up doing is it means we can do sort of our under the covers maintenance without impacting customer VMs, right? And so customers had to, of course, do their own maintenance if they were patching or what have you to their running VMs, but we were able to update the host without that. Now, in that amount of time, because we do expect we'll need to do maintenance with the reboot at some point, we've actually built a bunch of technology to make sure this was much, much easier. So Ziv has been in charge of building, and so we're gonna see an awesome demo. And so the gist of this is we basically shifted from customers being told here's a window and then we sort of reboot them, right? And we pick we used to pick weekends and so on and try and avoid and what we learned is some customers that was great timing, some customers terrible timing. And so the change that we've put in place is now we will enable customers to pick their own time. Is that right?
Yeah.
And even more. So Ziv, why don't you walk us through a little bit about what you've built here and what this will help customers be able to do?
Sure. So the experience has three parts.
Okay.
The first is better communication. So it's not just an email to the subscription admin. Now you can actually create activity log alerts and configure alerts to get more recipients to this email or text messages.
I see.
Or even webhook to automate with whatever platform
you
have.
So like right now, you know, we don't have planned maintenance going out right now, but
well,
right now customers could.
We happen to have one in one of our canary clusters.
It's a test one. Let's just be clear.
Right.
So everyone's like, what? Why don't I know? We have one that's set up that allows you to go test it.
Correct.
And so it allows you to go configure these notifications and play with this experience so that customers know that when we do have the real one, they're all set up and ready to roll. Is that
right.
correct?
So
okay.
exactly.
Okay,
so
great.
First step, make sure you know how to configure activity log alerts. And
Where have you gone here? Sorry, you've already
So I'm part of the, I'm
You're like three
inside,
steps ahead of
no,
me.
No, okay.
It's impressive.
So one step at a time.
Okay.
I'm looking at the Azure monitor. I'm looking to configure
So Azure monitor you went in and now you clicked on alerts.
And I configure a new alert.
Okay, great.
And the alert, I called it a maintenance notification, but the important point is that you see that the alert is set type maintenance. Across
services,
all
regions,
of my resources
all
in this
resources, all services.
And I'm taking the action group called personal notification,
okay.
which will send my personal email. I'll get a personal email, I'll get a text
okay.
message.
You can set that up with text message too.
Yes.
Is that right here?
I need
so
your
how
phone
it,
number
okay.
to yes.
Okay, go ahead, put it in.
So you go to action groups.
Action groups, cool. Personal notification.
The personal notification.
There you go, one SMS, one email. I see it.
Yes, and you can see my Hotmail account, my text message, and do you really want me to add yours? Fine.
Yeah, you don't need
okay.
to share my,
right.
my phone number,
next time.
I think.
But basically in terms
Not
of...
Not that I don't mind, please.
In
please.
Terms of channels, we have email, text, and webhooks.
Okay, great.
Right.
And then webhooks, of course, with something like EventGrid can do pretty much anything.
Anything,
yeah,
yes.
Okay. All right.
So, still in Azure Monitor.
Okay, great.
Let's cancel this one.
Cancel that out. Okay, great. Okay, so that's how you set it up. So customers who are like, hey, look, I'm nervous. I want to know when this is happening. The wrong email is my co-admin, whatever. This now, you can configure it to know no matter what.
Correct.
Perfect.
Actually, we've heard that in many cases, the guy who is the subscription admin
is sometimes not the guy who's tracking this. Totally.
He's just the guy with the credit card.
So everyone needs to go do this immediately.
Yep.
Because this basically will alert you right away.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Next, there'll be a planned maintenance dashboard,
okay.
which is currently not active on this subscription.
Okay.
But the important thing is like, so from the dashboard, basically I'll be able to go and see all the VMs which are going to be impacted by this maintenance.
I see.
Okay. Another easy way to do it now is just to look at the list
so
of
So wait,
VMs.
That's in the, which dashboard? That was in the dashboard under that Azure Monitor. There's going to be a dashboard that says planned maintenance. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Now I switch to the VM Blade,
okay.
where I see all of my VMs. I just filtered for one of my subscriptions.
Okay.
And guess what? I have a new column, a new default column
Ooh.
Called maintenance state.
Look, you got two VMs ready to go.
I got two VMs ready to go, and actually two VMs
that have completed.
Already completed.
And then the others basically were saying don't
the
not impacted.
Are not part of this maintenance.
They're not part of this.
Yes.
Got it.
So clicking on the VM itself, I go and I can see a new ribbon, say, hey, you can start maintenance between those two dates. And again, this is a test cluster.
This is a test, so it'll be actually a longer period
yes,
of time than 2 days.
Yes, we are looking for more than
more than a week, right? Yeah, definitely.
Clicking this one, I get the actual timeline,
okay,
the
look
exact
at this.
Timeline.
Got it.
Yep. So basically what Azure tells me here
very
is that
good.
I can complete maintenance in this window, otherwise Azure will
forcibly
schedule
this update.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So clicking the start maintenance here.
It's like a little bug there in the experience, but that's fine.
All right.
And so you've started this now.
I started this.
This is still,
the
in,
VM,
this is still in preview, right?
That's, yeah. The VM is currently being redeployed.
Okay.
So
now what happens here, just to walk me through this. So now what you've just done, you basically said, great, I've scheduled the maintenance at this point, right? So now this is going to take a reboot.
Yep.
20 minutes, come back up,
bless.
And it will then be moved to a...
updated.
Machine that's already been updated. So
correct.
Physical machine that's already been updated.
Yep.
So basically, it allows you to control your reboot. Maybe you go on there, you do other maintenance on the VM itself, so you can sort of organize it and clean and do everything all at the same time.
Correct. Actually, we heard customers asking for this feature because they have a single instance VM running in production.
That's right. They want to be careful
with it. Because they need to negotiate the exact window with their
customers. They want to fail over.
Actually, one customer
told us, downtime is Friday night versus...
Yes, they want to take down everything
at
the same
right.
time.
We've heard that by quite a bit. So, that's very cool. So is there a way to script that, though? So if I want to not just do it in the portal, can I do it through scripting?
Of course, whether you use PowerShell or CLI,
perfect.
Or even the REST API,
yeah.
you can discover
you
the
You can
window,
discover and script it. So you can write your own tools around this and so
yep.
on. Okay. Very cool.
You want to give it
and
a try?
And to discover, click the button, you mean?
Click the button, write the script.
I mean,
I'm not
going to write a script
in production.
Right now. I'm not going to write a script right now. I mean, I'm very good at writing script. Everyone knows that.
Point is...
Go on, Ziv. Sorry.
Point is, we want to give customers an option to play around with this.
Yeah. Okay.
Experience.
So this is important. So we don't have any planned maintenance going right now, right?
Correct.
And like I said, we actually haven't had any for a while, right?
Yep.
More than a year, and so we basically have said, look, we're going to get this work done before the next maintenance goes out.
Yep.
So we're ready at this point. And so what you're basically saying is, what we've decided to do is we're going to run a test run, right?
Correct.
And so there's no planned maintenance going through right now, so no one get worried about this.
Yep.
But we got a test run coming up at the beginning of October, right? The first week
no,
of October?
No, actually the last 2 weeks of September.
So the maintenance is the last 2 weeks of September.
Yep.
So people need to go in now
yep.
and get a VM deployed in only one, and so specific region, right? So
yep.
West Central, U.S. West Central.
Yep.
And we will be running a maintenance experiment there. It's a real update package, right?
Yep.
But it's and so customers should go in, get a VM deployed in West Central, connect to the activity, go into the Azure Monitor,
correct.
Connect to the activity logs as you've just walked through. And will we have a
yep.
document that sort of explains all
yeah,
this?
Yeah, the document will go live before that.
Okay, perfect. They'll go in, get the monitor. So then what, September 17th or what have you? Is that right? Gosh, it's coming up.
It's coming.
Okay, then they'll see the notification, the alert.
Yep.
On their email or
yep.
their text message or whatever.
Yep.
And then they'll have that window to go
yep.
do the actual reboot and they get a chance to play with it.
Yep. And if they've missed the first day,
yeah.
they actually will see that the VM by default will be scheduled for maintenance.
For maintenance.
So if I...
Will that be another notification that they'll get at that
yeah,
point?
Yeah, we're thinking of running a few more as test notifications for customers to experiment
okay,
with.
Okay, great.
So we will just call them.
So we need people to like go
one,
try this, go get going now.
Yeah,
okay.
Go get it.
So get a VM in West Central, one VM and go play with this.
Let us know what you think.
And get the alerts going and then we'll. And do you have a way for people to give feedback to you or what's the deal?
I think the regular, whatever, user voice or just send us feedback directly or send Corey feedback.
Mm-hmm,
TWC.
That's good, yeah. So yeah, there you go. So if you've got questions, comments, or feedback, hit us up on hashtag AzureTWC. Do you have a Twitter handle? Can we get you on the,
yeah,
on the Twitter?
Yeah, Zivraf, Z-I-V-R-A-F.
Okay, and you're running the feature, so it's all up to you.
So
awesome. The great experience, super informative, really important for people to go try this out. It's coming up here, so in the next week or two, week roughly, they need to get going on this. So go try it out, get a VM deployed in West Central, play with this, sign up for these alerts, and have a good time with that. So, all right.
Till next time.
And then we will, in maintenance in the future, we'll come back and give people a heads up.
Yep.
So with that, thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Ziv. Great feature, great capabilities. Hope we never use them, but obviously I'm glad they're there for if we need to. So
yep.
with that, thank you so much and thank you. Have a wonderful Tuesday and or whatever day it is. And thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You ready?
Always.
So I'll kick it off and explain the background. Does that make sense? And then I'll hand it over to you.
Go for it.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep. Yep.
Good? All right. Whoa. Whoa. Blah, blah.
Is this the time where...
Yeah. The tarantula was denied a bank loan. All right, here we go.